Okay, we're starting here at the two dots on the top of Kuf Yud Tet Amud Aleph. The Gemara is dealing now with the subsequent issues in the Mishnah of Balu Novi Givon. Once they reached Novi Givon, they hitura bamot. Then the bamot became mutarim again. So Gemara wants to know, Menahani Mile, how do you know that after Shiloh was destroyed, before the building of the Mikdash, that in Novin Givom, that the Bamot were permitted? Tetan Rabbanan. In the Perek Dvarim Yudbet, where we've learned out a number of the halachot of Shkut Echut, Alabachut, over there it says that you can do Ishko Yashar Beinav, you can't do what we're doing here, but only bring the Yasharot, only bring those near Dar Vinidav, because Kilovatim, you haven't reached yet Adat Elam Nucha, Vilan Nachala. Ela Menucha Zu Shiloh. Nachala Zu Yerushalayim. The Menucha refers to Shiloh, Nachala to Yerushalayim. Lama Hichilka Nakatuv. Why does the Pasuk separate between Shiloh and Yerushalayim? Ki Tei Litein Heter Ben Zed Lazeh. The fact that it splits Yerushalayim and Shiloh, it describes them in two different words. It's to tell you that Shiloh and Yerushalayim are where there's a problem or when you cannot have bamot. But between them, there is a heter habamot. Why don't we also say that Maaser Sheni has to be brought up to Nov in Givon? Samalei Maaser Sham Sham Me'aron Kayalfe. We learn out Zera Shava from Maaser Sheni over here in these Pesukim again in Dvarim Yud Bet about what you have to bring up to Yerushalayim. It says Ki Emel Makom Asher B'char Hashem Elokeichem Kol Shevutim Lasu Matshimo Sham Lishichnot Et Jehovah Tashama Veitem Shama Lotechem Zivrechem Et Masrotechem Vetshumat Yudchem Nitrachem Netuotchem Bechol Berachem Etzonchem V'chaltum Lishvetasham Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Tomisimat Lachom Et So the word sham is used here with reference to the ma'asrot. And since by the ma'asrot it uses the term sham, as well as by the aron, which is, it says by the aron, benatata sham et ha'aron. So the word sham is a gzera shava, that ma'aser sheni has a requirement that the aron be present in order to have the ma'aser sheni there. So therefore, when the aron is present, you bring the ma'aser sheni. If the aron is not present, then you don't have the Maaser Sheni. The Aron, during the time of Novin Givon, in Novin Givon is the Omoed, the Mizbeach, and maybe some of the other accoutrements of the Mishkan. But the Aron is not in Novin Givon, that we spent time on yesterday. The Aron is Steve Plishtim. Then it's in Kiryat Yarim, by the house of Abinadav, and then it moves from Kiryat Yarim up to the Giv'ah, to the house of Oved Edom Hagiti, and then finally it ends up in Ir David. But the Aron and the Bama Gedolah, the Bamat HaTzibur, are not in the same location. So by Maaser Sheni, if the Aron is not present by the Bamat HaTzibur, by the where the Mishkan is placed, then you don't have a requirement to bring the Maaser Sheni there. Where it says Iyachi Pesach VeKodshim Nami. Why don't you say the same thing about Pesach and Kodshim? Because the pasuk here about sham that we're using from Devarim Yud Bet, which is Vechaltem Sham Lifnei Hashem Lekoichem, is not just talking about Maaser Sheni, it's talking about all karbanot. So why are you limiting it to saying that Maaser Sheni doesn't have to be brought there? I mean, it sounds like nothing can be brought there. Learn out Sham Sham Me'aron Yalfe. Gave it to Aron Lahavi, in Unami Lahavi. Since the Aron's not there, you shouldn't be able to bring any kodshim. Amalei Darma Lecha Hamani. So this is the alternative answer to why it is that you don't have to bring Maaser Sheni to Novin Givon. Amani Rabbi Shimon Hi. The author of this Mishnah, our Mishnah here, is Rabbi Shimon. Damar, we just had Rabbi Shimon yesterday, Av Tzibur Lo Ikriva La Pesach V'Chovot HaKavu Lehem Zman. That the only karbonot that were brought on the Bamot HaTzibur is a Pesach and a Chovah that was Kavu Lehem Zman. Aval Chovot She'en Kavu Lehem Zman, Chovah that does not have a Zman Kavua, HaChovahocha Lo Karev. You don't bring it at all. You don't bring it on a Bamat Yechid, you don't bring it on a Bamat Tzibur. Now truthfully, this could be said not just of Rabbi Shimon, it could be said of the Chachamim as well, and Rabbi Meir, who say that you cannot bring a Chovat HaYachid on the Bamat HaTzibur. You're only allowed to bring Nidar V'Nidav. Since it's a Chovat HaYachid, you can't bring it on the Bamat HaTzibur. This would be equally applicable to them. The reason the Gemara picked, or the reason that we're saying it's Rabbi Shimon here, is because of the next drasha, which is V'itkish Maser Dagan Maser Be'ema. That there's a hekish between Maser Dagan Maser Dema, which is Aser to Aser. B'shtei Masrot HaKatuv Medaber. Pasuk speaking about two masrot. Echad maser behema, echad maser dagan. Masrot of the behema, there's masrot of the dagan, there's a hekesh between them. So that's how we'll learn out that you don't bring maser sheni up to Novin Givon, because in Novin Givon you cannot present a maser behema. You can't present a maser behema, and there's a hekesh to maser dagan. No maser behema means no maser dagan, no maser sheni. And that's the answer. The reason that there is no maser sheni, or it's not mentioned in our Mishnah, is because maser sheni is not brought up to Novin Givon, because maser behema is not also brought in Novin Givon. Michlau, you can infer from this, Dila Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda the Bar Plukto of Rabbi Shimon, Karev, that it would be brought. Now, would be brought means both. That the maser behema, first of all, would be brought. And number two is that if maser behema is brought, that means the maser sheni will also be brought in Enochanami. Dama Ravada Bramadna, maser sheni, maser behema nechlim benovin givon ledivir Rabbi Yehuda. Enochanami. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who believes that you can bring the chuvat ha-yachid on the bamat ha-tzibur, then enochanami, maser behema would be presented or be brought on the bamat ha-tzibur in Novin Givon. And in addition, that would also require that the maser sheni brought there. V'habai birav alav. Don't you need the birah? Don't you need the mikdash? The place that Hashem is, shachin shemo sham, that you have to bring it up to? That's not in Novin Givon. Are temporary places. They're not the birah. So Tani Rabbi Yosef, shlosh birotein. There are three locations that are considered to be birot, or chosen places, which are Shiloh, Novin Givon, and Beit Olamim. Because of that, Novin Givon also have the status of birah. Hu tani la, vehu amar la. He explained this. He was the one who mentioned this. Hu amar la achilat maser sheni v'alibid Rabbi Yehuda. And it's only relevant for Rabbi Yehuda in the sense that maser sheni would be brought to Novin Givon, and that's what the relevance of this statement or this tnei, according to Rabbi Yosef, that you have three birot, which is Shiloh, Novin Givon, and Beit Olamim. Now, what's interesting, if you remember back on the Mishnah, in the Mishnah, Rashi actually has a girsa of Maaser Sheni here by Novin Givon. Rashi in the Mishnah says that by Novin Givon, it says that you do bring Maaser Sheni to Novin Givon. And then he asks the question, why is it by Novin Givon it says Maaser Sheni, and it doesn't say Maaser Sheni by Gilgal? I think, Tzvi, you might have asked that question when we were learning the Mishnah. So Rashi explains that there's a difference between the Gilgal and Novin Givon. And that is, by Novin Givon, where they've already reached the point of Yeshiva, then they were Chayav and Trumot and Masrot. In the Gilgal, which is in the Sheva, Shekivshu, V'chilkul, they were not Chayav in Masrot yet. And therefore, the Mishnah does not mention Maaser Sheni legabei Gilgal, but it does mention Maaser Sheni legabei Nov v'Givon. So I mentioned at the time that Tosfot here on Daf Kuf Yutet asks on Rashi, or takes issue with this Rashi, and that's our Gemara. Our Gemara is asking about Novin Givon and saying, Maaser Sheni, why don't you bring it to Novin Givon? Implying that Maaser Sheni was not brought to Novin Givon and was not eaten during the time of Nov and Givon. Whereas Rashi has in our Girsa, Maaser Sheni b'chol arei Yisrael. That Maaser Sheni can be eaten in b'chol arei Yisrael. Well, either Maaser Sheni is one of two options. Either Maaser Sheni is not Kadosh at all, like in the time of the Gilgal by the Shevet Kibshu v'Chilku, or Maaser Sheni is Kadosh, but you can't bring it up to Yerushalayim, so you have to be Podet. And then the money has to be thrown out. That's what we do today. We have Maaser Sheni, which we can't bring up to Yerushalayim. We're Podet. That's the other option. So what's Rashi saying in our Mishnah that it says, Maaser Sheni b'chol arei Yisrael? Because you can't bring it up to Novin Givon, then you can do whatever you want with it. Well, I haven't heard of such a thing. So that's what Tosfos asks over here. How could Rashi have the girsa of Maaser Sheni b'chol arei Yisrael by Novin Givon in the Mishnah? So Tosfos wants to be mechalek. It makes such a chiluk of what I just said is, how could it be? Tosfos himself has such a chiluk. V'nir l'faresh. D'l'inyan hava hu shayach l'hakish. Then when we have the hekesh between Maaser Behema and Maaser Dagan, the hekesh is only relevant in terms of having to bring it up to the Givon, Novin Givon. Zihai ta'un hava makom, gamzei ta'un hava makom. The Maaser Behema requires you to bring it to Novin Givon, so too the Maaser Sheni will be required to be brought to Novin Givon. K'damar l'Rabbi Yehuda, demar chuvot kirvu ber karvu b'Novin Givon, that the chuvot were there, then nechal gam Maaser Sheni. Right, so then nechal sham, then Maaser Sheni will also be eaten by Novin Givon. Aval, ma she'ein maser behema karev l'Rabbi Shimon, shim dechovot lo karvu, in zeh ein shach l'akish Maaser Sheni, shlo yenechal b'chol makom. That hekesh is not complete. That hekesh is incomplete. Well, maser behema you can't bring on the mizbeach, so what do you have to do with it? You have to wait until it gets a mum, and then you can eat it. So maybe we have the same thing here. By Maaser Sheni, you can't bring it up to Novin Givon. That means you gotta wait. You either gotta be podayet, or you gotta wait till it goes bad. Dai meiser behema nechal mishum debay matan damim bemorim. The reason you can't eat meiser behema is because you need the matanot al mizbeach. V'lo efshar. That's impossible. But meiser sheni shari. But meiser sheni is muteret, and therefore it'll be permissible to eat it anywhere in Arei Yisrael. So when we say there's a hekish between Meiser Sheni, or Meiser the Gun, and Meiser Behema, that's only about whether there's a necessity to bring it up to a Novin Givon. That's the question at hand. It's not a question of whether Meiser Sheni can then be eaten B'chol Arei Yisrael. The reason Meiser Behema can't be eaten is because you can't put the Dam and Nemurim on the Mizbeach. So therefore, it's a technical problem why you can't eat it. So if you can't eat Meiser Behema, it doesn't mean you can't eat Meiser Sheni. It means that each one, depending on what the necessity is, if you need Dam and Nemurim, you can't do it, then you have to wait for a mum. Meiser Sheni, you don't have that requirement. And if you don't have a requirement of Avat Makom, it becomes Muteret B'chol Arei Yisrael. According to Rashi, who has that Girsa in the Mishnah, that it means Meiser Sheni B'chol Arei Yisrael. Israel. I had to explain this whole Gemara that's talking about the Hekesh and no Meiser Sheni. You have to differentiate between Havat Makom and the Achila, which is B'chol Arei Yisrael. Right now, Bo to Yerushalayim. Once they reach Yerushalayim, again, there's no Heter Abamot. Then we go back to a central location where everything is brought. Tarabanan. Kilo Vatem Adata L'Menucha V'Lanachana Menucha Zu Shilo Nachala Zu Yerushalayim. So until now, this is the drasha that we've brought, and we've assumed that, like our Mishnah, that Menucha is Shiloh, and Nachala Zu Yerushalayim. V'omer, and how do I know this? Because it says in Yirmiyahu, Haita li Nachalati Karyeh Bayar. V'omer, Ha'ayit Tzavua Nachalata li Ha'ayit Tzaviv Aleha. So here in describing the Yerushalayim, it uses the term or the terminology Nachalati, that our Nachalati, my Yerushalayim, is Karyeh Bayar. In these psukim, in Yirmiyahu, Hashem describes how he has left everything dear to him because he has been betrayed. And in Pasuk Chet, which talks about that my Nachalati was like the lion in the forest that raises up her voice, meaning that the calls or the screams of the people of Yerushalayim that were betraying Hashem. And then the subsequent Pasuk as well, in Pasuk Tet, when it's describing Yerushalayim, it describes Nachalati. My temple, my heritage, has become like a blood-stained bird of prey that is surrounded by other birds of prey. So again, the idea or the imagery of Bnei Israel betraying Hashem inside of Yerushalayim. Despite that, even though it's a really negative statement by Yirmiyahu, Hashem does call Yerushalayim Nachalati, my heritage, my temple. These are the references, or the word Nachalati is used in reference to Yerushalayim in the Psukim in Yirmiyahu. That's Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's the position of Rabbi Yehuda, and it's also our Mishnah's position. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Menucha zu Yerushalayim, Nachala zu Shiloh. It's funny that the Gemara does not ask. Before, the Gemara just set up our Mishnah like Rabbi Shimon, and now this part of the Mishnah will have to read like Rabbi Yehuda, that our Mishnah says that Menucha was Shiloh and Nachala was zu Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shimon has the opposite way around. Menucha zu Yerushalayim, Nachala zu Shiloh. Vilmer, how can I prove it to you? Because it says in Tehillim, Zot Menuchati Adayad Poeshev Kivitia. So this is my resting place, and this is the place that I will remain. This is the place I desire. Ki bachar Hashem b'tzion, iva l'moshav lo. That's what he desired, to place himself or to rest there. So there it's clearly talking about Yerushalayim, and it's calling it Menuchati. So according to Rabbi Shimon, Menucha is Yerushalayim. Nachala zu Shiloh. So Bishlom Olamandam Menucha zu Shiloh, Hainuktiv Ela Menucha Vela Nachala. The one who says Menucha zu Shiloh, Rabbi Yehuda, it makes sense the order of the Pasuk. Ela Menucha, and then Ela Nachala. Ela Andamar Menucha zu Yerushalayim, Nachala zu Shiloh. It should have said in the Pasuk, Ela Nachala Vela Menucha. Why is it written backwards? Why is Yerushalayim preceding Shiloh in the Pasuk? Hachi Kamar. Lo mi bai. This is what it means. Lo mi bai Menucha delo matitu. Ela filo Nachala, lami lo matitu. I don't have to tell you that you haven't reached Yerushalayim yet, thinking that that would be the changeover. That once you reach Yerushalayim, you'll change over, and therefore anything prior to Yerushalayim will be okay. No, afilo lenachala, you didn't even reach Shiloh yet. Not only have you not reached Yerushalayim, you haven't even reached Shiloh. And therefore, you have a problem of bamot, a problem of bamat zibur, or chovot zibur, that you can't bring over here. Tana de Bei Rabbi Shimon, and we have two other opinions about how to read this pasuk of Nachala and Menucha. We have Tana de Bei Rabbi Shimon, zu v'zu Shiloh. Nachala and Menucha refer to Shiloh. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, zu v'zu Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Shimon Yochai says that they're both referencing Yerushalayim. So again, that means that the prior Rabbi Shimon was not Rabbi Shimon by Yochai, but still presents a problem, because Rabbi Shimon Either it's Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Neither of them has the same opinion that we have in our Mishnah. If they don't have the same opinion as our Mishnah, we're setting up the Mishnah like Rabbi Shimon. It's just interesting the Gemara doesn't match these up. Now Gemara says, Bishlam al damandamar. It makes sense according to the one who says, Menucha zu shilo, nachla zu Yerushalayim, inami ipcho. Or the other way around, I mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, the first two opinions we saw, that's why you have two words. One means Yerushalayim, one means Shiloh. It shouldn't have separated them by saying, it should have just said, should have made them a single. There should have been a single modification there. You only need one preposition of El if they're the same place. If they're two different places, I understand why you have two prepositions. You have El Menucha, Ve'El Nachala. It's one place. It should just say El Menucha V'Nachala because you don't need a double preposition. Or again, I don't know why you need even two places. I mean that the Menucha Nachala. What do you need it to be repeated twice? Bishlam Adam Eder Zuvazushilo Menucha De Nachol Mikibush Nachala De Palgu Hatam Nachalot. Why is it called Shiloh? Menucha is because that's when they stopped the kibush. They moved into Shiloh. They put the Mishkan in Shiloh after the 7 years of kibush. Nachala De Palgu Hatam Nachalot. So that's why Shiloh is referred to as both Menucha and Nachala. But Michdichti. So we know that Yeshua does the Goralot and the Chiluk there in Shiloh. Why is it called Nachala? It's Nachala Tolomim. It's the permanent Nachala. El Menucha, my Menucha. Why is it called Menucha Yerushalayim? So it says Menuchat Aron. It's the place that the Aron settled. Dichtiv, Vahi Kenoach Aron. It was when the Aron settled. Notice over here that there is no Torah or. And if you look in Rashi again, same Lashon that we had in yesterday's Rashi. Chipastiv velo metzativ. I looked around and there is no such pasuk. V'meino biktuvim. If it's not found in the Tanakh, yeshli mikra acher b'divrei yamim. I have another pasuk in Divrei Yamim which is close enough, which I think is what they're referring to, b'shlomo ha-melech, which says kuma Hashem elukim lenochecha ata v'aron uzecha. So there, the word noach is used by the aron. If you look in the Masoret Hashatz, the Masoret Hashatz right there brings an additional pasuk which is properly. He says mikra zehu nami biktuvim b'tehilim. Siman kuflam ebet ayin sham. Yesh lavi raya min a pasuk acher. It's another possibility. Be divrei yamim. Aleph kerchav chet. Be David dechtiv ani im levavi beit menucha laron brit Hashem. Again, another reference there. Menucha and Aron Hashem. Tosus also brings. Tosus brings. Avi matzah avi pasuk dechtiv Yoshua. Tosus has another one that you can bring the pasuk Yoshua. Vayer kenoach kapot raglei hakohanim nosei Aron. Although there, it's really referencing the fact that they're feet. It doesn't really have to do with the Aron settling down. As inami vayhi bin so Aron uvnucho yomar. The word Noach is used by the Aron. Whatever the Gemara has written here is not found in Tanakh, and here we had five suggestions about what the pasuk is, the alternative pasuk is. Bishlam alamanda amar zuvzu Yerushalayim aval Shiloh havyashari abamot. One who says zuvzu, this was your question, David. They're both referencing Yerushalayim. That means that during the time of Shiloh, the bamot were mutarot. Hainu diktiv. Now we can explain a pasuk, and this is not the only problem, but basically in Sefer Shoftim in general, there's a huge problem that their bamot brought all the time, that their korbanot brought in Sefer Shoftim without any regard to the fact that there's a Mishkan Shiloh. Mishkan Shiloh is not destroyed until in Shmuel Aleph, in the time of Eli, at the end of his reign, and throughout Sefer Shoftim we have korbanot being brought outside of Mishkan Shiloh. So according to one who says Zubazur Yerushalayim, that means that Shiloh had heter bamot, and that's why it says Vayikach Manoach et gdi aizim v'et amincha v'yala latzur l'Hashem. That's why Manoach brought a korban when the malach comes to visit them. He offers up a korban which the malach prepares and then goes up Eish HaShemayimah, because bamot were mutarot during that time. Elamandam are Zubazur Shiloh, it's referencing Shiloh, that means bamot avi asiran. Then the bamot are asurim. May Vayikach Manoach. What is it? How's Moach doing this korban in the middle of his backyard? What happened to Mishkan Shiloh during that time? Now, this question is equally relevant to those that think it's Yerushalayim and Shiloh, because they think during the time of Shiloh there is no heter abamot, and so the question would equally apply to them. So what's the Gemara's answer? Haracha ahaita. It was an unusual circumstance. It wasn't the normal course of business, but an unusual scenario. We have the malach. But again, there are other times in Sefer Shoftim where we have, again, korbanot brought on a mizbech or a bama, and the Sefer does not seem to be concerned with Shiloh whatsoever. Shiloh is only mentioned the Gabei, Pilegesh, Begiva stories at the way end of Sefer Shoftim. Not necessarily that they're chronologically in order, but that those are found at the end of Sefer Shoftim. That's the only time that Shiloh is mentioned. Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Talmidim of Rabbi Yishmael held like Rabbi Shimon Yochai, the Amar Zubzu Yerushalayim, that they're both referencing Yerushalayim, Simanech, and your Siman is Mashkei Gavro the Gavrei. The Siman is that the Gavra, the individual, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, pulled Gavrei, the plural, the many, Tanit Debrei Rabbi Yishmael. Now we had this once before, we had this on Nim Gimel Amud Bet, and there was a Machloket Rashi and Tosafot, how to explain Mashka Gavrei the Gavra. Because over there, in Nim Gimel Amud Bet, it turns out to be the exact opposite way around, which is, in Nim Gimel Amud Bet, the Gemara says, V'simaneich mashchu gavrei l'gavro, that the many pulled the individual, that the Tanit Bei Yishmael pulled Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai over. So Rashi always says that it's the plural, it's plural refers to the Tanit Bei Yishmael, and the gavro refers to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It also says, what type of siman is this now? The siman is, sometimes it's mashcha gavra the gavrei, and sometimes it's mashcha gavrei the gavra. What type of siman is that? That doesn't prove you anything. How are you going to remember it? Yeah, sure, if it's plural, then he's pulling the singular, but you don't know which way it is, then it's no longer a siman. So Tosa says, no, it's always the same way around, and gavrei always refers to Rabbi Shimon Yochai, and gavra to Rabbi Shmuel. Because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai means he and his father's name is mentioned, so he's called Gavrei. And Gavra refers to Rabbi Yishmael. Yeah, but Garcina Nami Beperk Batra, Tosa says on the Gemara Bet, that over there you have to change the girsa, V'simanech Mashkinu Gavrei LeGavra. That Rabbi Shimon Yochai was the plural, pulled the Gavra to Rabbi Shmuel. V'chein Baruch Baruch Mashach. And that's how you find it in the Aruch. He explains that way, and therefore Tosa's girsa here is reversed. Now, Kol HaKodoshim, this references the part of our Mishnah that says that when we dealt with Kodshim, that were Nikdash B'Shat Heter Abamot, and then Nikra B'Shat Isra Abamot, that there is an Asei and a Lot Asei, but there is no Karet associated with it. So Amar Rav Kana, Lo Shanu Elo B'Shchita. That's only true of Shchita, because if you remember when we did these Psukim in the previous Perek, that the Gemara says, Mikan Ve'elach B'Zvachim Shikdisham B'Shat Heter Abamot, V'Yikivam B'Shat Isra Abamot, that the Psukim in Vayikri Perek Yud Zayin, Aleph through Dalet, were referencing to a time period where there was Kodesh b'shad yisir abamot, and also done. The shkita was done b'shad yisir abamot. But pasuk hey and vav, zayin and chet, are referencing to a situation in which there's shchutei chutz, but a case where it was done b'hektesh b'heter abamot, and then shkita b'shad yisir abamot. Over there, we only have that qualification with regards to the shkita, and that's what Rav Kahana says. Lo shanu ela b'shkita, that's the soya b'halah, karet nami michayev. By halah, b'chutz, even if the shechita, or even if the hektesh was done b'shat heter abamot, if you're male b'chutz, b'shat iser abamot, you're going to be chayav karet. My time, huh? Why? Damar Kral, the Pasuk says, Valehem Tomar, Pasuk Chet, which begins to speak about halah b'chutz. We had this limbud once before. It says, Ve'alehem Tomar. Now, there are two ways to learn this. Valehem Tomar means Ve'alehem with an ayin, even though it's written with an aleph over there, Ve'alehem Tomar, to them you should say. Rather, then he changes it to read Ve'alehem Tomar, on them you should say, which is referring to what was before it. What was before it is something that was Beheter Abamot. Even something that was done Beheter Abamot, if it's Mukrav or Halah is done Be'isar Abamot, you're going to be Chayav Karet. That's the first way to learn it, Ve'alehem Tomar, Al Asmuchim Tomar, Al, that which was right before it, which talking about Heter Abamot and Shkita. So Matgit of Rabba, Miktiv Alehem. I don't see an ayin in the Pasuk. It says Alehem with an Aleph. So why Ve'alehem Tomar Alehem Ktiv? Now, in the Gemara, early on, when we had this earlier in the Masechta, in the Kuvzayin, there the Gemara answered that the Vav HaChibur did it. Va. That Va, the Vav HaChibur, connected it to the previous Parsha, and that's how it solved it. Over here, we have an additional question, so it's not going to be relevant in the end of Vav HaChibur, but Ol Tanya, we have a Braita. Arba'a klalot haya Rabbi Shimon Omer b'kodoshim. There were four principles that Rabbi Shimon laid out by Kodoshim. Hikti sham b'shat isra b'mot, b'shachat ve'ala b'shat isra b'mot. Everything was done b'shat isra b'mot, b'chutz, harihen ba'asei v'lot asei v'yeshu en karet. You have an asei, a violation of an asei, lot asei, and karet. Hikti sham b'shat heter b'mot, the hektasha was done b'shat heter b'mot. B'shachat v'he'ala b'shat Yisra b'amot. If shechita or hala was done b'Yisra b'amot, arein ba'aseh v'lo taseh v'ein ben karet. There is an aseh and v'lo taseh but not karet. This goes against the statement of Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana just said, we distinguish between shechita and hala. Over here in the Braita, that Rabbi Shimon says there's no distinction between them. Shechita and hala have the same din. Aseh lo taseh, but no karet when it was done. Hekdesh was done b'shat Yisra b'amot, and the hala or the shechita were done b'shat Yisra b'amot. Hekdesham b'shat Yisra b'amot. If you did hekdesh b'shat Yisra b'amot b'shachat v'ala b'chutz b'shat heter b'amot, but the shechita hala was done b'shat heter b'amot. Arei hein ba'aseh, v'hein ba'en b'lo taseh. The only thing that you violated is an aseh, not a lo taseh, and obviously not a karet. The aseh that you violated was that when you were makdish the animal, there was a positive commandment by yibayom lifnei Hashem, that you needed to bring them to Hashem. You needed to bring them to the Mishkan at that time period. So you were mevatel the aseh of bringing them to Mishkan. It's no longer possible. The aseh is now batel because the Mishkan no longer exists. But you did have an obligation at one point to bring it to Mishkan. That you violated. There's no longer a lot aseh or a chiyuv karet, because now when you're being ma'aleh them, you're being ma'aleh them b'shat heter habamot. So therefore there's no problem. You're only mevatel aseh. You're not over the lotus say or chayv karet. Hekdesh b'shat heter habamot b'shachat ve'ela b'shat heter habamot. If he did it hekdesh b'shat heter habamot and ela b'shat heter habamot patur miklum. That's obvious. That last statement just rounds out the four scenarios, the four permutations that you have. Mar says tiyufta de gravahana tiyufta. It's a very strong question. This braita from Rabbi Shimon is a direct contradiction to Rav Kahana, and therefore this is a very strong question against Rav Kahana, and that's likely why the Gemara didn't continue to explain that Balehem, they used the Baba Chibra like they did in the previous parak, because it's not relevant anymore, because Rav Kahana's statement was rejected based on this Braita. Alright, now we're down to the final part of the Mishnah. The final part of the Mishnah discussed what's Ma Ben, Bama Gdola, the Bama Ktana. What was the difference that you had between the Bamata Tzibur, the central Bama, and the Bamata Yachid? So over there, the Mishnah has a list of items that do not apply to a Bamata Yachid, including Smicha, Shchita Tzafon, Matan Saviv, Tnufa, Hagasha, Kihun, Bigdei Sharet, Kli Sharet, Reach Nicholach, Mechitz Ledamim, Mechutz Yedaim Regolayim. So all those items apply to a Bamat Tzibur, but do not apply to a Bamat Yachid. The Gemara now is going to go through each one of these items and say, how do you know that it doesn't apply to a Bamat Yachid? Smicha, how do you know Smicha doesn't apply to a Bamat Yachid? Diftev Lifnei Hashem, Vissamach. There's a juxtaposition of Lifnei Hashem and then Vissamach. That only time you do Smicha is when you're Lifnei Hashem. The Bamat Yachid is not Lifnei Hashem. Shchita B'Tzafon, Diftev. How do you know that? Diftev Tzafona Lifnei Hashem. That Ayachem is back Tzafona Lifnei Hashem. So Tzafon only applies when you're Lifnei Hashem. So again, both of these psukim are from this week's parsha, Minyana Diyoma, parsha of Vayikra, that we just quoted it from. Matnot Saviv, how do you know that you don't have to do Matnot Saviv, Shtayin Shen Arba, Dechtiv, Vizarak, and here we're missing some of the pasuk. It says, Zarak Ala Mizbeach Saviv, that's not the entirety of the pasuk. The pasuk that's being referenced to here, Vizarak HaKoin HaDama Mizbeach Hashem Petach Omoed, doesn't have Ala Mizbeach Saviv on it. That's a pasuk found in Perek Yud Zayin, here from Shkotei Chutz. So therefore, even though the Shita changes it to Zarak, it doesn't help you because that's not the Pasuk, doesn't have there Mizbeach Saviv. It has the Petach Omoed, but doesn't have a Saviv. And therefore the Pasuk they're referencing is back from Perek Aleph, where we just brought the other two proofs from, which is, V'shachad ben Bakar lifnei Hashem, V'krivu bnei Aron HaKohenim et Adam v'zarku et Adam ala Mizbeach Saviv, v'sher Petach Omoed. So therefore you have to have the word Zarku in order to have it fit to have the Mizbeach Saviv. The Petach HaMoed you can have even without the word Zarku, because that's found in Perek Yud Zayin. But if you want the Mizbeach Saviv and Petach HaMoed, you need to get it from Perek Aleph again, and that would be Bizarku and not Bizarak. And now the next thing that we learned is that you don't need Tnufa. Dechtiv Ve'nifa Kohen Lifnei Hashem. The Tnufa has to be done Lifnei Hashem. Hagasha of the Mincha Dechtiv Ve'gisha El HaMizbeach. So Vigisha al Mizbeach is Ha Mizbeach, which is the Hey Ayidiyah. Or Rashi has an alternative girsa over here, Nir Beinai, Da'achu Gassin, Hagasha Dechtiv, Hakrevel Ta Lifnei Hashem. Because it says by the Mincha, Hakrevel Ta Lifnei Hashem, bring it to before Hashem. And therefore, that's where we know Hagasha, the Karen Marvidra meet from that pasuk, and it says Lifnei Hashem in that pasuk. So either you have to change the girsa to read Hakrev Ota Lifnei Hashem, like Rashi suggests, or you have to say, Vigisha l'mizbeach, the mizbeach is with the Hei HaYidiyah, HaMizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Mincha B'Bama. Rabbi Yehuda, there was an interruption in the list where Rabbi Yehuda says you don't need it by a bama because there's no minachot to by a bama. So you don't have to talk about hagasha of a mincha because or tnufat a mincha because there are no minachot brought on both on a bama tzibur and a bama yachid. Amar Rav Sheshet, the Divya Omer, Yesh Mincha B'Bama, Yesh Ofot B'Bama. Whoever thinks you can bring Menachot on a Bama, also thinks you can bring Ofot on a Bama. The Divya Omer, Ein Mincha B'Bama, Ein Ofot B'Bama. Whoever thinks you cannot bring Menachot on a Bama, also thinks you can't bring Ofot on a Bama. Why? Because the source for the fact that one may not bring a Mincha on the Bama is from the Sukkim in Perek Yud Zayin, where it says, Man Asher Yaviu B'nei Yisrael Zivrayim, Hashem Zochrim Al Pnei Hasadeh, Ve'ivrim Lo Hashem Al Petach Ol Moed, So there it says, uses the term zevach or zavchu. So the zevach or zavchu is only things that are nizbach. Things that are nizbach are korbanot, are behemot, but not a mincha and not ofot. So therefore he learns zvachim velo menachot, zvachim velo ofot. But Kohen Dichtiv, and the Kohen, how do you know that you don't need a Kohen by the Bamaktana? Because it says, Bizarak HaKohen. It says here in the Psukim, in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Vav, Bizarak HaKohen et Adam HaMizbach Hashem Petach Ol Moed. So only on the Mizbach Hashem Petach Ol Moed do you require Bizarak HaKohen. Do you require the Kohen? Big Day Sharet, we don't need, because it says, by the Big Day Sharet, L'Sharet BaKodesh. Big Day Sharet are to be Sharet, to be Misharet in the place that is Kodesh. The place that is Kodesh is not a Bamat Yechid, that's only in a central location. Ukli Sharet, it says a Sheri Shatum Bam BaKodesh. Again, the Sherut, that's written BaKodesh, referencing to either the Bamat Tzibur or to the Kodesh, the Mishkan or the Mikdash. The Reach Nichoach you don't need, because it says the Reach Nichoach La Hashem. Reach Nichoach only applies when it's La Hashem, right in front of Hashem, not when it's out in the fields. Mechitza b'damim, how do you know that there's no upper half and lower half to the Mizbeach like we have in the Mikdash or in the Bamat Zibor, that certain matnot damim are done above and certain matnot damim are done below, the Chatat it's done above, the Shlamim, the Olah are done below. Dichtiv, because it says, how do we know that there's a division of the damim? How do we know that there's any split of the Mizbeach? Because it says in the making the Mizbeach, Vayayta Reshet al Chatzia Mizbeach, that the netting went down until halfway down the Mizbeach. Well, halfway down the Mizbeach is to tell you that that was a demarcating line, a demarcation of the upper dam and the lower dam. And over there it says, Vayayta Reshet al Chatzia Ha Mizbeach, only on the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach being the Mizbeach in the Mishkan, in the Mikdash, in the Bamat Tzibur, that Mizbeach requires a reshet al chatzia Mizbeach to tell you that there's upper damim and lower damim, but does not apply to a Bamat Yachid. V'chutz yadayim raglayim, dichtiv, u'karvatam el ha-mizbeach, yichatzu et yadayim raglayim. So again, u'karvatam el ha-mizbeach, to the Mizbeach, they need to do rechitzat yadayim raglayim, but not to any Mizbeach. Amar Rami Bar Chama. First we'll read what's found in the Gemara, and then we'll go back and read it based on the alternative girsa over here, which is Amar Rami Bar Chama, Lo Shanu, this is the idea that there's a division of upper damim and lower damim by the Bamot Tzibur. Ela b'kodshei b'maktana. It's only true of kodshim that are brought in b'maktana, v'krivum b'maktana, and you place it in b'maktana. Aval b'kodshei b'maktana, if you had placed it, had been a kadesha to place it on a b'maktana, dikarivnu b'maktana, in the end you place it on a b'maktana, yesh chitzui. There is upper and lower blood because you're bringing it on the Bama Gdola. So motiv Rabba says Chazev Shok Uchumat Tlach Metoda Noagim Bekodshei Bama Gdola Menoagim Bekodshei Bama Ktana. We quoted this earlier. We quoted this as a question on the one who thought that a Nazir could be, or the Karbonot, a Nazir could be brought on a Bama. Chazev Shok Vechumat Tlach Metoda, the Chazev Shok which come off the Shlamim and the Chumot Tlach Metoda come off of the breads of a Toda. So we see that the differentiation between the Bama Gdola and the Bama Ktana is whether they're Kodshim of Bama Gdola and Kodshim of Bama Ktana. So over here also, if they're Kodshei B'maktana, even though they ended up on the B'makdola, they should have a din of Kodshei B'maktana. The din of Kodshei B'maktana should be that you don't have a Chitzu in Damim. So the Gemara says, no, change it. Amend the statement to read, Eim Noagim B'makdola Ve'Eim Noagim B'maktana. That the Girsa should read, Chazev Shok Shumalach Meidon Noagim B'makdola Ve'Eim Noagim B'maktana. So that would differentiate that it has nothing to do with what you're Makdishit for, but where it ends up. And that's what the statement of Rami Bar Chama says. It depends where it ends up, not what it started out to be. And that would accord with his position. Igadamre, there's some that say, Am Rami Bar Chama, Lo Shanu Ela B'Kodshei Bama Gdola. That it's only true by the Kodshim of Bama Gdola, Abi Krivim Bama Gdola, and you place it in Bama Gdola. Of a B'Kodshei Bama Gdana, Afagav Tukarvinu Bama Gdola, Ein Chitzui. Then there is no Chitzui. Lema Messiah. Let's say that we have a proof to this. Chazev Shok Shumalach Medano Ogim B'Kodshei Bama Gdola, Veno Ogim B'Kodshei. Sheba Maktana. You see the distinction that Rabbah draws over here between the Chazeh and the Shok. These are the gifts of the Shlamim. And the Chumad Lachmei Todah from the breads of the Todah that are given to Kohanim that apply to a Bamat Zibur don't apply to a Bamat Tana. The distinction that he draws also is Kodshim. If they were Nikdash to Bamat Tana, Nikdash to Bamat Tana, it doesn't matter where they end up. It has to do with what they were Nikdash for. So Gemara says, no, just amend it. Amend it to read, Ema Noagim Bamat Magdala, Ema Noagim Bamat Tana. If you amend it to read Bamat Magdala, that means that it's not a proof from him, because it's just talking about what you put on the Gdola, what you put on the Ktana, and then it'll no longer be a proof to him, because then it's not talking about what you were Nikdash for, but where it ended up. So that's the Girsa that we have in front of us. The alternative Girsa that we have, that the Shita Megubetzet has, as well as on the side here of the Gemara, it says, Tzorech Lomar, Lo Shana Ve'la B'Kodshe B'Magdola, B'Krivu B'Magdola, Ava B'Kodshe B'Magdana, B'Krivu B'Magdola, Ene Chitzui. There is no chitzui. If a ktana, if something from a bama ktana that was digdash for a bama ktana was put on the bama gdola, there is no chitzui. Meitiv rabo, chazek v'shok v'chumat lachmei todah noagim b'bama gdola v'noagim b'bama ktana. So over here the girsa reads not that kochei but bama gdola and bama ktana. The distinction is about the mizbeach, not about what was nikdash for. So Mary amends it to read, no, Ema noagim b'kochei bama gdola v'noagim b'kochei bama ktana. Does not apply to something that was nikdash for a bama ktana. That some say Amar Amir Bar Chama Lo Shanu Ela Bizman B'Magdola. At a time of B'Magdola, meaning that at a time of Isra B'Malt, Aval Bizman B'Magdana, and at a time of Heter B'Malt, Avagal De Garvino B'Magdola, even though you bring it on the B'Magdola, in Chitzue. So Meiti Rava, Rava says, we have Chazeh B'Shok Shumat Lach Meit Torah Noagim B'Magdola, V'Noagim B'Magdana. It's Noheg on a B'Magdola, it's not Noheg on a B'Magdana. So that means that the distinction is drawn between whether it's done on a Bama Gdola or on a Bama Ktana, nothing to do whether it's Heter or Bamot or Yisra Bamanot. So when it says, no, amend it to read, Eima Noagim Bizman Gdola, Ve Noagim Bizman Ktana. Amend it to read that, no, it's Noheg Bizman Gdola. It's Noheg at the time that there is Yisra Bamot. Ve Noheg, and it doesn't apply, Bizman HaKtana, when there is a Heter HaBamot. And then we'll continue tomorrow, which is Upligi de Rabbi Elazar. This argues on the position of Rabbi Elazar, which we'll continue with tomorrow.